after assigning the task to Kerry, the immediate thing we'll do is we are calling upon all the commissioners, all the SPLM secretaries in counties, all the traditional leaders, chiefs, paramount chiefs in the 10 counties, and all the youth leaders in those 10 counties within this week for a very urgent and important meeting. The agenda is embrace peace in Western Equatoria and the way and means how we can go about it together. After that, immediately, we will engage our opinion leaders, church leaders, women group, and among other groups also who are the key actors, how we can go about to embrace peace in Western Equatoria, because the way I'm looking at it, the peace is just at the corner. It is just a matter of time. We give us time, and work cool, we'll achieve that peace.
Yeah, people may think the situation in Western Equatoria may be a big challenge for you. Now that you are talking of peace around the corner, tell us, how are you going to achieve that? Because people have been complaining of security situation in the West.
Yeah, the security situation in Western Equatoria is not all that. Most of the states are now calm, with only little skirmishes here in Yambio County, of which we have agreed with all the stakeholders to sit and talk. Today I'm receiving a group representing the Arrow Boys from Meridi County, and we'll be meeting other Arrow Boys groups around here. We'll have a separate meeting all together, and then we involve our church leaders, the youth, women group, traders, to talk to the boys, because they also are sending messages to us that they are willing to talk to us. As a result, we are seeing that it is just at the corner, with the exception that there are few elements within Yambio County which you already have identified them, and we are going to take our measures soon for them, who are giving them negative information with telephone to the boys who are outside. So these are the people, the enemy of the peace. We will find a solution how we will handle them.
It's like also the big challenges, Honorable Governor, that people now fear to cross Yambio Town to go to Juba and maybe even go to Tambora. What do you tell the public right now in terms of road security?
For the general public consumption, what I would advise is let people be patient. The situation is not yet out of hand. The situation is still under control, and soon we'll adhere to possible way of freedom of movement on the road. As I mentioned shortly, that we are now going to meet soon. So as long as we continue to engage them in dialogue, I think there will be no much problem, because we are part of solution to their problem, and they are part of solution to our problem. Our problem is we need self-security. So each one of us need one another. So we need dialogue to find a better situation for all of us.
In politics, people may expect a lot from you, Honorable Governor, with your new cabinet in this area of security and other issues. What do you expect from your cabinet after the appointment?
Expectation in every new government is always there, very high. But what I'll advise, tell our people just to be patient. With time, things will work well. Rome was not built in a day, and the peace that we need will not be done in a day. Peace is a process, and we will reach the permanent peace in Western Equatoria. In God's name, inshallah.
Lastly, let us get back to the tragedy that happened in Maridi. As the head of the state, how do you look at that, and what setback has it made in the lives of Western Equatoria citizens?
The tragedy that took place in Maridi, it is really very sad to recall it back. This is the first incident of such kind in the whole South Sudan. And I was telling my people that for sure God is disappointed with us. That's why all these miseries is happening now to us. Western Equatoria is going through stages which it had never gone through in their life. The killing among ourselves, burning of people, the petrol tank blast, it is really a big tragedy. But all in all, we are working hard with the national government to find out at least the victims. We address some situation to them. Right now I have with me here the man in charge of RRC. So they are setting a committee jointly. They are going together with UNMISS to do the assessment in Meridi so that we see how we can help the victims, those who remain, because there are certain houses which were completely closed, burning to ashes. So we need to see what role the state, the national government, and the international community can do to the victim of that disaster.